Welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We're your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is the show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Gino, how's it going?
I'm doing very good, Jake. How you doing, brother?
Always making it happen, big man. Gang, today we have a special episode. We're talking about the $1 billion mistake and how to get you and your family prepared and organized for the future. We got the resident expert, the G-Daddy here to break it down for us. And super excited because, look, this personal financial engineering is a journey. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens over a long period of time. And as we're going through it, we're sharing our trials and tribulations with you. And that's what we're doing today. So, Gino, take it away.
We're going to keep it here for real, Jake. And what do I mean by that? We're not editing anything out. I started out this podcast by screwing up that intro. And the reason why I did was I'm looking down at my notes and I'm reading the $1 billion mistake. I had a brain fart. I had to read that again. Now, what do I mean by the $1 billion mistake? I was reading a book on estate planning. That is the amount of money per year. This number, I think, goes back to 2013 that gets uncollected from life insurance when somebody passes away. $1 billion a year. Jake Stanziano's got a policy.
In the U.S.
In the U.S. He passes away. His wife doesn't know about it. The insurance company doesn't have a moral or legal or ethical obligation to reach out to his significant other, whoever's the beneficiary.
They're not going to track you down to cut you a check for $1 million.
And then what happens, I think it goes to unclaimed funds. It goes to the state as an unclaimed fund and it sits there.
So are you surprised?
That's painful. So if nothing else, what I want you all to do who are listening to this, and this really prompted me, Jake, over the last couple of weeks to get my crap in order, because guess what? I didn't have my crap in order because don't know.
Life happens, man.
I thought I was going to live for the next 10, 20 years. Something can happen. I can get hit by a bus tomorrow. I'm hoping. That's the plan. But plans always don't go according to plan. Yeah. So what I did after I read this estate book, I started doing some research. The first thing I did was I listed out all of my life insurance policies, listed out the beneficiaries, listed out the companies, policy numbers, and then I listed out the website, all of them. I did my mortgages. I did my savings accounts. I listed all my assets, put them on a sheet of paper, printed them out, put them in the safe, shared them with my son. Someone else has to know my assets if something happens to me. Obviously, I'm going to share them with my attorney as well. I'm going to give you some action steps. But that was the big aha moment for me. If you've got a life insurance policy, make sure your family, the beneficiary, your brother, your cousin, your wife, your kids, know that you have the policy. That if something does happen to you, they're at least able to claim and collect that death benefit, because that's a shame. You've set up the policy. Mm-hmm. You've lived for the last 30 years. You've done the right thing.
You spent the money on it. Please collect. You know, and I've been doing the same thing for a very long time. I have a collection of all the important things, and within there is a folder. There's the trusts. You know, the documents that go with the trust, the different assignments. And then ultimately there's, like you said, you have a folder embedded in there with the different policies and actually who the agent is and who the contact person is with the phone number. So that, look, if something happens, this is the person you go to. And fortunately we have, you know, really great relationships. So as you go down the list, it's like, oh, for this cluster of things, this is your contact person. And then they can help, you know, navigate through that account numbers, amounts, all that listed out. Doesn't take long. Save a copy of that and then update it once a year. I think it's a very, very important thing to do.
I would say, Jake, everyone listening to this, after you're done with this recording, stop and start organizing it. It does not take very long. What I would do is I would do it in the beginning of the year. January 1st hits, you got the week off, you're hanging out at home in your underwear in the wintertime in Florida. We're here. It's a little bit warmer. Do it then. And then you know what? Come July, mid-year, updated. If you do twice a year and you just look at the document, make sure that you haven't changed agent or that you haven't bought another policy or that you whatever you've done, and attach your personal financial statement to it so they'll see what assets you have on top of this document as well. And to me, it was like, holy crap, I was unprepared. And I want to leave my family in a better spot. That's what it is. It's all about long-termism. And was I leaving them in a better spot then? Was I being responsible? Absolutely not. I dropped the ball on that. But what I would say to everybody out there, if you're just starting and you're young, you're going to say, this isn't going to pertain to me. Well, big shout out to Michael Beasley, Jake and Gino's student, because I share the 100-year often there. And he said to me, Gino, I'm not ready for whole life yet. I said, Mike, that's not a problem. He goes, where do I start with this estate planning? I'm a young guy. I want to get my family in order. Very, very simple. He had listened to the podcast about the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers. I want you all to listen to that podcast on the 100 year. That will change your mind about being a steward of your money and leaving money to your family and how you set that up. Do you want to be the Rockefellers that perpetuate wealth, or do you want to be the Vanderbilts that squander wealth? Michael Beasley wants to be the Rockefellers. He's not financially capable, as he says, right now to start whole life. There's a couple of things out there that if you don't have the ability to do that, where do you start? Watch that podcast. The second thing is read the book by Garrett Gunderson. He wrote a book on that as well. The third thing I would do is I would at the very least, secure a term policy for the short term to protect your family in case something happens. Now, I'm here to say 99% of those policies do not come to fruition. You're probably lighting money on fire, but I'd rather light a little money on fire than not have that happen and then something really does happen to you. But I would get term insurance convertible to whole life, because Michael in a couple of years is going to come to the realization that whole life's an asset. I'm investing in real estate. I need to have some money, a return on it. I need to have money in my cash value that I can borrow out. So those are the steps that I would take immediately right now. And then the next thing is start creating an estate planning for yourself. At the very least, have a will. Jake, amazing. Do you know how many people in America do not have a will, do not have any kind of estate planning?
So what is there, 330 million? So I'm guessing...
Give me a percentage.
300 of them, 300 million do not, or something like that, right?
Probably. It's 67% of Americans don't have wills.
So not that
67%.
Bad, okay.
67%.
Yeah.
Think of how my... Like when you pass away, your family is going to have to go into probate. They're going to have to go through hoops. And an average length of probate in some states like California can be 16 months. It's a nightmare. All of a sudden, everything becomes public. Oh, Jake Stanziano's got this asset, got that asset.
If your family's depending on that, good. You're putting them in a really bad spot. And I want to go back a second, because we were talking about identifying your different policies, your checking accounts, your savings accounts, any other hard assets. Maybe you have some gold, right? You want to make sure that's all listed on that. But also, make sure all of your entities are. So if you have 10 multifamily entities, those go on there as well. The percent that you own, when you bought it, how much it's worth, okay, where they can go to find the different income statements and performance KPIs, etc. I know it sounds like a lot, but this is what it takes. You set it once, you update it once a year. It's not that big of a deal. You just don't want to get in the position where something does happen to you, you pass on, and then family's going, why did dad leave us like this? Why wasn't dad more prepared? He did everything right in his life, but he didn't do this. That's what we're trying to help people avoid here.
And also, Jake, put those mortgages on there as well. If you have any personal mortgages, put them on as well. I've got a mortgage on this property here where we have the office. I put that on as well. I put the company that I have it on, the mortgage loan number, so they will know that it's there, that something happens to me, they know exactly all of my expenses that I have going on. Yeah. And it's really, really important. Listen, my wife doesn't care about money, doesn't worry about money. That's not her job. But when I'm not here, she's sort of going to take over the reins. And, hopefully my children will be there to help her out. But I want to leave her in a better spot. And
there's another piece to this too, and it's entity flow. So I have an entity flow chart as well. And I list the trust, what the trust zone, the percentages, then, some of the other businesses that may not be in a trust. And then also the personal property trust with the different personal real estate holdings. So, and again, I know that sounds like for some, folks that may be getting started, that sounds like a lot, but this is where you will get to. And ultimately you want to stay organized with it, because it's, I go back and Gino and I talk about this stuff, and it's like, you learn it at the time when you're setting it up, and then you go, wait, what the hell did we do? What's in what? And you got to keep this stuff organized. Cause when you're juggling dozens of entities, it's important to have a very streamlined process and have it well documented.
There's another podcast that we did months back on estate planning. Go to the 100yearrei.com, go on the website, and you'll check it out. It's a podcast webinar. It's Estate Taxes Are Changing. We did a webinar on estate planning. Now, before I get into being your future self and other resources and creating a financial plan, if you're just starting out, at the very least, have a will, have a place for people to be able to direct to what you want to happen to your money. Now, that is obviously not even really legally binding, because then it has to be enforced by a judge. But start with the will. Start with what you want to do with your money. You also, I'm not an attorney. We're not giving legal advice, but Jake and I have created living trusts. you have a living trust, you're able to put assets in the living trust. It's like putting money into a bucket, and that will avoid the probate situation.
We prefer SLATs. Like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. We prefer this, the spousal lifetime access trust
and you don't have to
personal property trust.
Yeah, in the very beginning, just start working with an attorney and a state attorney. See what your goals are. You may have no properties. 10 years ago, I wasn't having this conversation because I didn't have a ton of assets, but I knew I wanted to get to a certain place. And as you're growing, you're going to start saying to yourself, how do I do this for the future? What's my future self? I may have one multifamily property, but 5 years from now, I may have five or six. How do I get to that place? Durable power of attorney, living will, guardianship. These are things that you need to speak to with your estate attorney and how you want to set that up. Because if something happens to me, especially when I was younger, who is taking over my kids? What happens to my children? Now I'm fortunate. My daughter is 23 years old and my son is 20. They could be legal guardians if something happens. So I passed that barrier. Thank God. I've got two children who are probably going to be better.
You got two of them that can at least take the reins.
They're going to be better parents than I was. That's all I have to say.
Gabriella is going to be an amazing mom someday.
You know, and I got lucky with that. But I actually had other people set up if something happened to me. So at the very least, start with the will and start learning about what a living trust is at the very least. Now, Jake gave you all his action steps. Just go back to the recording and listen to what you want to do. This doesn't have to happen overnight. This can take you the next month worth of planning. But I'm going to challenge you to do this.
Sometimes create it can take months too. Like it may not happen right away, but you stick with it. Yeah.
I want you to create a financial plan for yourself. And this is what I'm doing. I have a statement of purpose. What's my purpose for the trust? What's my purpose? What's the legacy that I want to leave? It's really, really important if you include that in these documents. So when your grandkids are reading this, they're going to say, well, Grandpa Gino created all this money, created this value. They'll have such a great outlook and a great feeling about money. They'll have the abundance mindset. Well, he did this because he loved his job. He left all these YouTube videos. He left all these trainings. He wrote all of these books. He impacted thousands of lives. And from that, he made money and he lived a great lifestyle. And he perpetuated the wealth and he passed it down from generation. That's my statement of purpose. That's what I want to do, right? I want people in my circle, my family to think of it as being a 100% responsibility junkie. Don't go blame anyone else on your situation. That's what I want my statement of purpose to have. And I want my statement of purpose also to have that we create value in the Barbaro household. We're out there adding value to the American economy. We're adding value to others. And that's how we end up making money. I want that in my statement of purpose. The other thing that I have in my trust that I'm creating is I have a book list of some of my favorite books that I'll share with you. My kids, grandkids, I want them to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Obviously, Wheelbarrow Profits, my wife's kids' books. But I want them to read Stephen Covey's books.
Babylon.
Atomic Habits, Richest Man of Babylon. Right on, brother.
Atlas Shrugged.
And you can even say every book you read, you get $500 from the trust. You can be as creative as you want, one and three. Make sure they read it. But it's important that you start. And just by starting today, taking control, because years ago, I had a hole in this plan. And when I started the 100 year and I started thinking about long-termism, I'm like, man, I can direct my future self and what I'm trying to create to future generations and to impact it. I would challenge everybody on this list of recording that you're listening to right now. We did a recording with Dr. Ben Hardy a few months ago on the Jake and Gino show. Google Dr. Ben Hardy, Jake and Gino show. And he's written several great books, The Gap in the Game, Who, Not How. And he wrote one on Be Your Future Self Now. And you really have to lock in and read this book and make this book hit you at that level. Because when you're doing estate planning, it's very difficult to look into the future and to say, well, this is what I need to be 10 or 15 or 20 years from now. Look at yourself and say, this is my future self. This is what I want to impact. This is what I want to leave as a legacy. Now, if you have that picture, let's reverse engineer that and let's start creating the steps. And what we need is hope. If we have hope for the future and if we can create that amazing plan, let's make it self-fulfilling. I always wanted to create impact. And ultimately, that's why I created the Jake and Gino community. That's why we're part of the 100 year, because I want to impact others. And how do I do that? Through investing in multifamily real estate and through teaching multifamily real estate to others. That is what I've accomplished. And that's what my future self looks like. Reverse engineering that. How do I do that? By writing the books, by doing the podcasts, by going to these events, by sharing the education. That's how I do it. So read this book by Dr. Ben Hardy. I'm going to get him on another show eventually. I got to get him on, Jake, for another one. But this Be Your Future Self will help you with this estate planning and looking at yourself in the future.
What's really cool is that it only takes one heir to really continue on the legacy. And it doesn't have to be just the assets. But, you know, Gino's got six kids. I have three kids. They're going to have grandkids. Some of them may not be as into this as we are in creating this legacy. But it takes one. You get one out there to really, you know, kind of get in there and start to grow what has been passed to them in terms of assets. But what's even greater than that is, to Gino's point, if you can put down your philosophical perspective and pass that down, because the will and the trust is going to be written out and there's going to be legal jargon in there. But if you can simply articulate your philosophical position and pass that down to your kids and your grandkids, and also share with them what you want to see happen with these trusts and the intention behind it, hopefully that's going to get picked up by one or many of them, and they can run with it because they can see what you've built and then carry on the legacy and then hopefully carry that for generations, because look, they're acting like the Rockefellers and not the Vanderbilts, and hopefully driving it.
Jake, before you close the show out, I would just challenge everybody into thinking, the reason why I'm doing this and the reason why I think Jake is doing this is we don't want our family members to argue and to fight, not to have any direction. Can you imagine accumulating a pile of cash, having it sit there, and then when you pass away, it goes to your heirs and your kids are fighting about money and who gets what? That is the worst situation that you can put your spouse or your children in. They're fighting about something that they may not even deserve, and you may not even want to give it to them. You have the ability to reach out and to say, I want to plan 30 or 50 or 70 or 100 years into the future. Let me do that now, because I want to avoid these conflicts. I want to avoid these arguments, because the biggest argument in any family, whether you're Italian, you're Irish, you're Hispanic, whatever nationality, race, it always comes down to money. And I can only speak about my family and Italians, but we're pretty good at fighting about money. We're pretty good about fighting and leaving property to heirs, right? So direct it. You have the ability right now to sit down and say to yourself, I want to create a plan. Proper planning prevents poor performance. Take the action now to secure the future for yourself and for your heirs.
No, it's great. And this stuff's, look, this may not be important to you, and you may say, hey, I think it should die with the generation, and that's fine. That's not our position. It's not our perspective. We want to see this stuff grow because times change, governments change, laws change, and we want to, you know, basically put our kids in a driver's seat, in a position to, hey, let's accelerate what we've done here. Let's be responsible. Let's make it happen.
And Jake, the other thing, like you said, if you don't want to give it to your kids, great. You want to give it to charity?
Yeah.
Let direct it to charity. Direct it
just
to where you want.
Don't squander it with the government, please.
Yes. You want to give it to your cats? Yeah. Great. You want to give it to church? Great. A school? Great. But just don't burn it away and don't leave it out there in limbo for the next generation to argue about. You have the ability to take control now and to create your plan.
No, it's awesome. Gang, if you want to take the next step, hit us up 100. It's 100rei.com. Talk to our folks. See what basically fits for you and how we can make that work. Love to start the conversation. I'm Jake. He's the G Daddy. We believe in buying deals for the long term. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.